Caesar's Soliloquy by Celeste A. Peters. Read for you by Elijah Lucian. Slackjaw Brutus stumbled, fell to his rump, and squirmed backwards over the blood-smeared marble floor. Around him lay the bruised, hemorrhaging bodies of Casca, Cimber, and 20 other senators. An equal number stood apart, motionless, as pale as the statues encircling the garden outside Curia Pompeia. Before them towered Caesar, grievously ill-treated, shreds of toga and robe hanging limp from his waistband. But his exposed torso, rent as it was with wounds of flesh, did not bleed. Instead, here and there, a lustrous metal shield shone forth through gaping holes in Caesar's skin. Caesar scanned the carnage at his feet, fixed his glare on Brutus, and spoke.
How dare you unsheath daggers on the Senate floor like so many vermin bearing their minuscule canines, ready for the kill? Traitors, all! Look now and look well upon the damage you have wrought. It is nothing. Your ineffectual weapons lie twisted and shattered at my feet. What hubris to think the demise of a god be within your power. Know now, without doubt, I am divine. I am immortal. Kneel down and prostrate yourselves in my presence. Acknowledge once and forever that I am the master of your fates, that I, Gaius Julius Caesar, rule the Republic and will one day rule all lands.
So says the Book of Caesar. On this, the 2059th anniversary of his glorious revolution of godhood, let us recite his praises and shout so worlds yet to be conquered can hear. All hail Caesar! Long live Caesar!